back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Roger, there's so many different topics and things that I like to talk about and bring our listening audience information about various topics. You know, here's another one. And maybe you can help me understand it, because I don't, for the life of me, understand it. And this is to deal with health. There's a new cancer drug that makes history as rectal tumors vanish in all the trial participants. You know, one of the most dangerous cancers in the world is rectal cancer. And it's almost a guaranteed death sentence, and pancreatic cancer. And it's something that can't be identified early on. Well, they found a medicine, Roger, that works, you know, 6 months after the treatments. You know, the patients, 25 patients that they tried, showed no evidence of the tumors, and their lives were forever changed and saved. And that's a great thing. That's a great idea. But Roger, it costs $11,000 per, treatment.
Yes.
So $11,000 per treatment. Many of us know that all of these discoveries that they find in the medical field are supported financially by we, the taxpayers.
Yep.
So explain to me, Roger, why they're allowed to do that. Why they're allowed.
But everything is a for-profit industry. Why don't we, if you want to solve the gun violence problem, why don't you put the cost of gun violence into the weapon? Basically, they're going to insure all the $300 billion a year for medical bills for gun-related violence. If you put that into the weapons, they'd be rather expensive, wouldn't they be, in a licensing fee?
Right.
But instead, they ask the public to pay for it. The same thing with, manufacturers produce things, tell you where they're safe, and then they get used on soldiers, and we end up with hundreds of billions of dollars in cost. And once again, the taxpayers. And it's the same thing here. We fund it, but when it becomes on the other end of it, it becomes private enterprise, and you have to fight with them to get them to lower the cost of these drugs. So maybe when it becomes, if it's a huge market, they'll bring it down a little bit. But it's sort of like it's just a strange way of operating. Social costs and private profits. And that doesn't make sense. If we're paying for it, shouldn't it be, get a really good deal on it?
Well, yes, because...
I don't get it.
Because the people that are paying for it are the American citizens, not the major corporations, not the tax...
Right.
The people who own the stocks. They're not the people who are paying for it.
But it's built into everything we do. And then you say stocks. 97% of stocks are owned by the top of individual stocks are owned by the top 10% of people in the United States, the wealthiest 10%. So 10% own 97% of individual stocks. Think about that. We're the most, the most concentrated wealth in the world. You know what country that is? Russia. Top 10% own 82% of everything. But in this country, we're up to 74% and climbing. The top 10% own 4% of the vote. Think about it. 40 years ago, you had to have $4 billion to get on the... You'd be the number one person on the Forbes 400, the richest Americans. And the 400th person had $93 million, not in annual income, in total assets, $93 million. Today... It costs $2.7 billion to be 400th, and the top people are in above $200 billion. So from 50 times at the top, 33 times for the 400th person, their wealth went up. How much did you make in 1982, Earl?
Well,
working at A.O. Smith.
You know, Roger.
About $25,000. Did your wages go up to $750,000?
You know, Roger. At the end of all of this, is the fact that the you'll hear Republicans talking about, you know, they want to what is the term, man, with the wealth moving around? I forgot the term that's used. Of moving the wealth from one place to another. What's the name of it?
Redistribute.
Yeah, redistribute the wealth. Yeah.
So no, they've done that.
I know they've done it.
They've taken it from everybody.
Yes,
and it's got thrown up to the top, the elite of the elite. But I go like, well, when you have $200 billion, it's like vast sums beyond what Wisconsin, you know, all of the taxes on every single level. It doesn't even come close to that. But it's sort of like that concentrated wealth is not good for us. Because also we have concentrated political power, and that's why the fetish with guns, the dangerous chemicals, we expose the people who volunteer to go into service and defend our country, but we defend them.
Well, Roger, the concentrated wealth has come from the redistribution of the middle class's money.
That's right.
That's where they got it from.
If you were making $12 an hour in 1982, like I was, then I should be making, if you were staying in the same job, like according to them, you know, where it went up by 50, so I guess we should be making, the average factory worker should be making $600,000. That's not exactly the case, is it?
No.
If you said that was for working people, they would say, that is insane. That's ludicrous. That's nuts. And yet they think it's perfectly normal for the richest people who already were rich beyond your dreams for them to have 50 times the wealth.
Roger, 40 years ago. Do you understand why people think like that? And unfortunately, the majority of the time it's people on the right, and they somehow think they're going to be one of those people.
But we have worshipped and acted like greed was what it's about. What really this country should be about is that we take care of people. We make sure that everybody has an opportunity to be the best person they can. And if we did that stuff, we would have a dramatically lower crime rate. We would have less gun deaths and all. But we create utter chaos in the lives of tens of millions of people who live. You know, half the population lives paycheck to paycheck. Half.
Roger,
they can't weather a $500 bill.
There are people who don't believe that statistic that you just talked about. But the only reason that they don't
look at it,
Roger, the only reason they don't believe that is because many of those people are fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to live off their credit, which is not that's not the best way to do things. Because at some point in time, they're going to have to pay that back.
Yeah, but if you have that all wealth is seen as a good thing. So selling guns to people is not treated any different and causing all this certainly being a pusher, an advocate of this mass murder and violence in our country. And that's not seen much different than if you create a chemical that heals people, or a chemical that turns out to be not so good, like all of the drugs that we've managed to get mass approval.
People hooked on. Hold on, Roger. You got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.